So I'd like to talk now about how we've all worked with a second arrow this past year. The pandemic seems a perfect example of the first arrow. At first, we were all in various kinds of shock, denial, confusion, and maybe even paralysis. It was so much bigger than anything we had ever dealt with. No one knew what to do. Even the experts were at a loss and could only fall back on what they knew about similar events in the past. Slowly, as we got inured to the shock and the numbness, we then fell upon our own personal second arrows. Our mental suffering was informed by previous emotional traumas of isolation, abandonment, fear, loss, death. We likely reacted to the pandemic in a similar way as we had done before. We got depressed, we lashed out, we freaked out, we got angry, we got busy, we got sullen, we drifted off into our own inner worlds. It was awful, but in a way it was familiar. But then something very different happened. Linda and Nellie started this daily online meditation and kept it going day after day, faithfully. Every day we sat together for 30 minutes. Every day we reflected on our experience in meditation. Slowly we found company in our fear and isolation. We started talking together about our experience of being locked down, of not knowing what to do, what the true risks were, how we could manage. Making the effort daily to find words for our experience and listening to one another grope for ways to express the experiences we shared in lockdown grounded us and supported us in our isolation. I believe that this daily meditation together and our sharing deflected in no small way the second arrow. Each of us was still alone and in our individual circumstances, yet each day we saw and heard one another, coping as best we could. With Linda and Nellie's guidance, pointing to the teachings, helping us see the Dharma at work, and giving us a form to explore our own experience, we kept showing up. We brought ourselves here each day as best we could, not having to be any better than we were, being with what each day brought. So it feels to me as though the second arrow didn't land. Our practice together during this past year has given us strength to counteract what seemed like an almost automatic response to pain and injury. We have found a reliable way to explore our inner experience and reflect on it, finding words for the hard-to-express experiences in meditation, learning to reflect on our inner experience in a new and creative way, and finding a way to voice these experiences in a safe and friendly environment. We have learned something far more precious than coping skills this year. We have found a way to be in community, to support one another, and to be supported. So does it seem like we have created a way to keep that second arrow in its quiver? Thank you for your attention. And may the goodness that arises from our practice and from this act of sharing be a benefit to all beings everywhere.